For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. The Illinois Senate is heading back to the Capitol to deal with Governor Rauner's changes to their school funding plan. Senate leaders yesterday scheduled a Sunday session. There's no official announcement that they will address Governor Rauner's amendatory veto of the school funding legislation, but the session comes 3 days after schools in Illinois were supposed to get their first state aid payment. Also, government agencies in Illinois may be able to save some money by buying smarter. Governor Rauner yesterday signed a new law that changes how universities and state agencies pay for their day-to-day costs. One of the biggest changes erases the administrative delay for universities to spend money. State Senator Chapin Rose says that flexibility should allow colleges and universities to spend more money on students. For more local news, visit our website at effinghamradio.com or download the Effingham Radio app. For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.
I'm Cole Lauterbach, and this is the Illinois Radio Network. Advocates say homeschooling in Illinois has seen a boom in recent years, but they won't tell you exactly by how much because they're fearful that bureaucrats would want to intervene. Springfield area residents Jill Cook and her husband homeschool 3 of their 5 kids. She chose homeschooling to give their kids the best chance at succeeding academically.
No one cares more about my children's future than I do.
Whether it's dissatisfaction with a public education or the want for more control over what their child learns, local advocates say they've seen much greater interest in it recently. The estimate done in 2010 said 40 to 80,000 children were homeschooled in Illinois. Tammy Fitch, director of Christian Homeschooling Association of Springfield, says the reason for the lack of data is that they want as little government involvement in homeschool education as possible. She does say, however, that her last convention saw a big increase in interested parents.
We had, about 50 families that showed up to our first meeting convention, and a year later, we've had more than doubled those families.
For the Illinois Radio Network, I'm Cole Lauterbach.